I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The Ukraine story can feel sometimes like the boy who cried wolf. We hear about ominous developments and the possibility of a Russian invasion. Then experts tell us that maybe things are not so dire and that Vladimir Putin will keep his military in check on the Russian side of the border. But let's be clear, we're not talking about a series of false alarms in Ukraine. The annexation of Crimea reminds us of what could happen, and there are plenty real alarm bells right now, like the shooting today of Gennady Kernez, the mayor of the key eastern city of Kharkiv. He was shot in the back while exercising and is now reportedly fighting for his life. The BBC's David Stern in Kiev says the shooting has raised tensions in Ukraine even higher.
He's a very prominent and also, it should be said, controversial figure here. He was a outspoken opponent of the Euromaidan protests. Those are the protests that ousted President Viktor Yanukovych. He was a supporter of Yanukovych, and he was very much seen as the enemy by the protesters. Then he fled the country, or he fled Kharkiv, I should say, after Mr. Yanukovych's ouster. And then he came back, and he has since become a supporter of the government, or a somewhat supporter, but a very strong supporter of Ukrainian unity. So it really is not clear exactly. We know that he was shot, but there are any number of people. It could have been personal. It could have been business related. Could have been politically related. The point being that with Mr. Kernez in the hospital and in critical condition, this obviously changes the political situation and the political calculus in Kharkiv considerably.
Now, last Friday, Ukraine said with great worry that a Russian invasion was imminent. That obviously hasn't happened. Does that mean people are relieved, or does it only make their anxiety even worse?
The sword of Damocles is still hanging over Ukraine as far as the Ukrainians, as far as the people here in Kiev are concerned. There are still Russian forces on the border. There is definitely not an improvement of relations with Moscow, just the opposite. There are constantly statements coming out of the Russian foreign ministry accusing the Ukrainians of any number of things, in addition to being fascists and anti-Semites and neo-Nazis and anything else. No, the tensions have definitely not subsided. They're at a constant high pitch here. I guess the thing is that people get a bit used to high tensions, but the anxiety is there. And I can tell you, I was out on the street when the news about Kernez, Mr. Kernez, came through. Everybody was worried.
The mayor who was shot.
People like, the mayor of Kharkiv who was shot. Love him or hate him, the fact is that he was shot as he was out exercising does not bode well at all for the situation in Kharkiv or for Ukraine as a whole, for that matter.
David, since you are in Kiev, let me just ask you one more question. I mean, Western nations, including the U.S., as you know, are announcing new sanctions against Russia today. What is the perception there among Ukrainians of U.S. and Western policy right now?
Well, I guess you could say it's mixed, as you can expect. Some people would like to see the Americans do much, much more, short of, I guess, fighting for the Ukrainians. But I think ultimately people recognize that this is a difficult situation for everybody, including the government. The fact is that the Ukrainian army or the Ukrainian government has been unable to solve the crisis in the East. So if they can't do it, how could the American government or the European Union be able to do that? There's definitely a sense that the United States, the European Union, and other nations are backing up Ukraine. And I think, if anything, that gives a slight sense of relief that they're not in it on their own, that they do have people trying to solve the problem, which at the moment seems unsolvable.
The BBC's David Stern in Kiev. Thank you, as always, David.
Thank you, Marco.